So I came across this clip of the woman who is asking for the public, for all of us, to stop villainizing the mother of Nikita and to understand that she's just a mother. And she asked us to stop it, to stop all of the comments that we're making on social media about what her role was, essentially, because that's what many people are talking about, is the fact that the mother had a responsibility. My understanding is that the mother had an integral role to play, probably the most important role. Not only was she to nurture and care for Nikita and to provide for her, but she was also to protect Nikita. Protecting your child also means protecting them from the man that you love. It also means protecting them from their biological dad, their stepdad, uncle, grandfather, any man in their life, relative or not, who might be posing a threat to that child. That is what I believe the mother's responsibility was. So the uproar you're seeing from the public, the anger you're seeing from the public, is because it is our belief that the mother of Nikita could have saved her. How? By believing what was being told to her about the potential abuse of her child. Or even if she didn't believe, she could have taken her child to a doctor to confirm if any abuse was taking place. I'm led to believe that she did have police charges that were laid at the police, rather, which she then withdrew. I don't believe a mother of a four-year-old would not know that the child was being sexually abused. I don't believe it, because I believe the child would have been in tremendous pain, physical pain, and that she would have told her mother about that pain, which would then lead for any normal mom to investigate and to take that very seriously. So to that woman, I think we're very right to have this sort of reaction about the mother. And I understand that while you might be related and want to protect the mother, I think the duty was to protect the child. My name is CJ Benjamin, always in the mood to make it right.